So, you know, Kobe understands, you know, he had the advantage of hearing it the way it should be heard and, you know, not pulling punches or different things like that, you know, and it's, and it wasn't me being a football dad saying, I want you to do it the way I did it. It was, this is the right way to do it, regardless of who was receiving the information. And, you know, I was constantly challenging him to compete. It was all about competing. I said, all you got to do is compete. Don't ever look down on size or speed or any of those things. And it was a lot of fun. And being able to share that with him, I've been fortunate to still do that today. You know, him, he's now at a college level. And, you know, he and I go back and forth about a lot of things. And the one thing about the information, it's consistent. He once asked me when he got to college, and I think it was in his sophomore going into his junior year, Dad, you think I can play at the next level? And I said, look, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I said, but understand this. The work, the commitment that you're going to have to put in is got to be unprecedented. I said, you look at every guy that's playing at the next level. You look at guys that are special teams gurus, guys that are defensive standouts, guys that are doing it first and second down, guys that are specializing on second and on third and fourth down. They all have something that sets themselves apart from the other guy that's not on the team right now. And so for me to sit up and say, well, you know, size, speed, this and that, and because it's not true anymore. It's not true anymore. It's all about the commitment, how hard you're willing to work and to compete, and find a way to be productive. And those are the things that I've shared with him from day one, and he gets it, he understands it, and we continue to talk about things, and he's still enjoying the game of football, and that makes me very happy that he enjoyed and he understands the journey that he's on.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you as a parent, what's been the most stressful part about his journey?
Probably, you know, you don't want to see anybody get distracted or get nicked up. I mean, I think injuries are always and will always be part of the game. And I think that, I think when anybody gets injured or get nicked up, it slows their ability to go and give 100%. But I also know that when you have played the game as long as he's played the game or yourself or Anthony, that it catches up with you. I was fortunate that I didn't play Pop Warner football, I believe, you know, and I just played high school ball, college, and you know, 11, 12 years of pro ball. So no one wants to see their player hurt, their son, their child hurt. So, you know, that's probably been the toughest part, but, you know, it's, you understand it. You know, I don't lose it watching it happen, but you understand it's all part of the game. Other than that, it hasn't been much. I think that he's worked very hard. I think the most important part, as I said earlier, he still loves the game and he's still giving it his all. I think he understands and he's starting to understand the game a little bit better. I know he has a lot of opportunities to pick other people's brains a lot and figure out ways how to get better. And that's the most important part, is you're continuing to learn and you're continuing to be coached and you push yourself. You got to be able to push yourself. You can talk about all of these things of, Well, I got this guy that I can go and sit and talk about defense with, and I can go do this and do that with this other person. But if you don't take it from the classroom to the field, it's just talk and it's idle conversation. So again, it's I've been very clear and approachable with my son from that standpoint. And I think it's served them well throughout the years.
Yeah, definitely. And you talk a lot about the love of the game and how Kobe has that. And, you know, with him growing up, was there anything in particular that you like to stretch with him, whether it's like the balance of lifting and field work, or what are some things that you really wanted to kind of help instill?
You know, believe it or not, I wanted Kobe to play as many sports as he could. I was kind of upset that he didn't stay in karate, you know, and I told him, I jokingly with him throughout the years, I said, you know, you're going to look back and you're going to say, man, I should have listened to my old man and stayed with karate. I was joking, you know, when you turn 16, you would have gotten your black belt. I'd have put you up a test and you would have got your black belt. And I said, you'd have a little bit more stuff to pick from. And I said, yeah, Dad, I know. But sports, playing other things. I mean, you can get caught up because it's so specialized today for kids who, and I've heard this all the time, I'm going to specialize just this, quarterback, tight end stuff, or working O-line stuff. I'm going to work DB stuff. And, you know, it's great to be able to do that, have that to do sometimes, maybe a few times a week. But I've always been a big believer of other things, especially even at the college level. You know, intramural stuff. But for Kobe in high school, especially in high school, I was trying to get him to wrestle. I wanted him to run track. I think he ran track 1 year and he stopped. And we talk about the commitment to be able to do that. I wrestled, ran track, played football for those other sports for 4 years, football for 3 years. And it went hand in hand in what I was trying to do and helping me cross train before cross training was a popular thing to talk about. Lifting, running, he understands the importance of that. I said, you know, you can't hide. There's certain things you can hide from, but then there are other things that you cannot hide from, and that's conditioning and strength work. It shows up in the fourth quarter, and you know, you got to be committed to it 100%. You got to be able to find a way to push yourself to that next level from a conditioning standpoint. I said, because all you got to do is wait the fourth quarter, close games, and you can just start pointing out the guys who quit both offensively, defensively in a game, where they could have been the hero and it could have made the difference in the game.
Yeah, definitely. I absolutely love that point just about what kind of overall versatility. And I mean, it definitely has paid off for Kobe. I think he's probably the most versatile football player I've ever been around, from obviously catching, running, throwing the ball, kicking, even kicking, holding. Absolutely. So, you know, a three-way player where he's playing special teams, offense, defense. So it's definitely paid off for him in high school, and now at the college level too, with playing special teams and different positions in the defensive backfield. So I think that's a great point.
Absolutely.
And for you, what's some advice that you would give to parents who are going through the process of their athletes, whether at the youth level or high school level right now?
You know, number one thing, Mike, I mean, parents got to hear it from the kids that, one, I'm 100% committed to playing a particular position or a particular sport, be it football. I want to play and specialize and be good at this position. I think this is what, if I'm fortunate enough to go to the college level, at any level to play, this is a position that I want to play. And put a kid in a position in specialized training that, you know, is so helpful to get kids that jump start. But the kid has to be 100% committed, and the parents have got to, if they have the means and the capability to put that kid or their kids in that situation to do it, because it's going to, it'll be something that is going to pay back tenfold later on in life. I mean, we all know as football players that all of the traits and the things that we can rattle off in our head that football has given us, it also has given us the ability to go to the next level, move on to something else after that journey is over with. And that's the other piece of it, is we all at some level have to realize when it's over with. My playing days are over with, I got to walk away. But I am also prepared to go into the real world. You know, it's a known fact that guys that play football, play any kind of organized sports, have so many traits to go into the front office, that go into corporate world, from a discipline, from a perseverance, from a work ethic, discipline standpoint. All of those things are so important in what's going on in today's society, making corporations strong. So there's a lot to be said about that when a kid has reached a point where, okay, I'm not going to compete anymore, and I know that my journey is over with, but here's what I'm understanding, and here's what, you know, I can do from there. So that is important. And I think support, 100% support your parents, your dad, Kobe's parents, myself, my wife, his family. We've always been behind him 100%. For me, it was the same way. I had 100% of support from people that pushed me and patted me on the back when I did good and let me know that I could do better. And I think really, I mean, we got to also be able to look in that mirror and understand that either we have the ability to get better, or we understand that we've gotten to a certain level that, okay, all we got to do now, I can't go any further, and I'm just got to maintain what I have. And then I got to find out, okay, I'm lacking speed or size or maybe extra strength. Well, I got to find something else now that I can add that's going to give me the ability to be productive and be an active member of that particular team. And that's hustle. That's competing. That's going until you hear the whistle. Well, I mean, we used to hear so many things as a young kid coming up in youth sports, but, you know, hustle. High school coach used to talk about it so much. I think we had it etched in our forehead. Hustle, hustle. Everybody, hustle to the ball, hustle. Those are the things that you can't coach, you can't pay for. You know, it has to come from the heart. And so looking in the mirror, understanding that I can either continue to get better, I've reached that point now, but let me find something else. Let me find other ways that are going to help me continue to be productive. And usually those are a lot of the things that extra stuff that you can do that's going to give you that benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that wraps up everything. Thanks very much for taking some time to hop on our podcast tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. It was a lot of fun. Michael, it is awesome to see you, man. I was very excited. I don't even think I told Kobe I was going to be talking to you, but as I said, man, you don't know how much joy you guys as a group, you guys gave me, because it was pure joy watching you guys enjoy yourselves. It was pure joy watching you guys make a name, leave a legacy behind, because all of that stuff, man, is so important. And when we look back on life and what did we do to make things a little bit better than when we got there. And you guys saw to that. And it's been a pleasure knowing you, watching you. I'm very proud of you and the things that you've done.
Thank you.
So we'll continue to do. And you mean a lot to me and the Tippett household, and your family has always been awesome to us also. So thank you. Continued success to you. And Anthony, also great to see you again. You guys got a great thing here. Continue to do the things that you can do to improve it, make it better. And you guys are going to help shape and change lives. And you'll be able to look back on it. You know, it's always about 5 to 10 years from now, looking back, who did you touch? Who are the people that are still in touch with you guys? How you've shaped and changed lives. And it's the only thing that matters, no matter what. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the respect and that good feeling of knowing that you've helped change and shape lives, that's the most important piece. So I love you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.